goals need to be looked at on a longer time scale. This start in January, hope to succeed by June. If I don't, I'll start again next year mentality keeps you stuck because real goals, real life change, real success is built on a scale of 5 to 10 years, not 5 to 10 months.
The Happy Healthy Human Podcast will help you build your happy, healthy life. Your host, Paul Levitin, is a board-licensed health and wellness coach, nutrition coach, personal trainer, and behavior change specialist with over 10 years of experience helping people create positive life change. Each week, he discusses topics that will help you understand yourself, why you do the things you do, and how to take steps to create the life of your dreams. He talks with experts from therapists to addictions counselors, coaches, trainers, CEOs, financial planners, and more. If you've ever wondered how can you become the best, happiest, healthiest version of yourself, you've come to the right place.
I wanted to record this episode right now and release it end of November, beginning of December, because it's a special time of year. It's the holiday season. Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's. It's winter. Things are getting cold. And because of that, there's a special time of year that happens between the end of October and the beginning of January that I call quitting season. And quitting season is, I learned from working at the gym for many years, the time when the most people fall off from their goals. And I don't know if this is statistically true. This might just be my own anecdotal evidence, but I saw the same patterns play out over and over and over the course of my 10 years training in a gym in New York City with both my clients and just the regular members of the gym. The time between Halloween and New Year's is quitting season. It's the time when the most people give up on their goals and stop showing up for themselves. And it makes sense. It's getting cold. I don't know where you live, but in New York, where I lived, around October, November, it starts getting cold. People start gearing up towards for winter. Obviously, that's not the case everywhere. And there's something to be said about that, as the places that tend to be warmer tend to be more fitness-centered, health-centered regions. So people in Florida, California, Texas tend to be healthier. And I do think that's a lot related to the weather. They don't go into a hibernation mode like people in the north or the east. And as it gets colder, it's also the holidays. So Halloween starts a cascade of one after the other after the other. And it's very easy to say, screw it. After Halloween, Thanksgiving is coming. After Thanksgiving, Christmas or Hanukkah is coming. After that, New Year's Eve is coming. It can feel like there's just so much and there's so much stacked against us. And then we also don't have the motivation specifically around fitness goals that comes from the summer, the beach, traveling, going on trips, doing all the things that we tend to do during June, July, August. So with all of that excitement from the summer kind of fizzling out, and then on top of that, we have the cold, we have the holidays setting in, it's easy to get into a slump. And this isn't just with fitness. Everyone knows in business that the end of the year, we go into a holiday slump. Obviously, depending if you're selling certain items, you could get a holiday bump. But for the most part, most work that isn't done by mid-December probably is just going to get pushed off till January. Maybe even work that isn't done by Thanksgiving is going to get just pushed off until January. So it's not just diet and fitness goals, although obviously it happens there the most, but quitting season happens in all pursuits, And if your out of office email responder is set for the entire month of December, then you probably know what I'm talking about. And that's a big part of it. That feeling of January is coming. It's easy to just think, well, this year is pretty much done. It's a wash. January 1st is right around the corner. Might as well wait until then. If you haven't hit your sales quota by October, it can feel like, well, this year is a wash. I'm just going to start over 2024. If you haven't gotten to where you want to be with your business, it can feel like, well, there's no more time, but I get a fresh start in January. So we see that these patterns that play out in our health, our diet, also play out in other areas of life, from work to relationships and everything in between. Even in going to therapy, meditating, all of the things that we seek to do to better ourselves, when it comes towards the end of the year, we start to take our foot off the gas a bit. We lose a little bit of that motivation. We feel like we're going to get a new start in January, so we might as well take the time to be easy on ourselves and take the time off, because we're going to have to start again in January. And theoretically, there's nothing wrong with enjoying the holidays. There's nothing wrong with taking some time to give yourself grace and give yourself a break. I love all that. I think that rest and relaxation and recovery are a huge part of success in any area of life. Doesn't matter if it's health, wealth, relationships, all of the things that we care about. Rest is equally as much a part of the equation as the work is. I've talked about this a lot. You can check out past episodes. The Easier Framework episode talks a lot about why it's not just work, 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 and we do need to rest. And yet, however, at the same time, the mindset of I'll just start again in January, I will just flail around for the last 6 weeks, 2 months, 3 months sometimes of the year, is majorly holding you back in the pursuit of your greater goals. And I think that if we can get out of this pattern that we find ourselves in, which is start the year off high energy, high motivation, that's January 1st, that's New Year's resolutions, work hard for a couple months, then summer comes and we are still a little bit motivated, but we're halfway through the year and we're hopefully seeing the fruits of our labor, right? So when you launch a new business in January, you're hoping to make money by June, July. When you start dieting or exercising in January, you're hoping that you see the results of that by the summer. But that pattern leads us back to the end of the year where we are now, where we don't feel that oomph, that burst of motivation. And we get into the same cycle where we go, okay, what's the point? Start again next year. And obviously you can see that this just leads us in a yo-yo cycle of start, stop, start, stop, start, stop. We don't actually ever reach our goals. And that's because goals need to be looked at on a longer time scale. This start in January, hope to succeed by June. If I don't, I'll start again next year mentality keeps you stuck, because real goals, real life change, real success is built on a scale of 5 to 10 years, not 5 to 10 months. So it doesn't matter, again, if you're building your body, your health, your wealth, your relationships, anything that you're working on, it deserves to be pushed, not just for 3 quarters of the year. And more importantly, you actually want to work harder through this last stretch of the year. Because one of the most demotivating, disencouraging things is actually backsliding. So when you work so hard and you feel like you've earned a good amount and then you lose it actually hurts more than to not get the thing at all. Right? If you're broke, that's one thing. But if you're broke and then you find $100 and then you lose the $100, even though you didn't have the $100 in the beginning of the day, it would still sting more having lost it. And this is just human nature. We feel and cling more tightly to things that we have ownership over. And when we lose those things, it actually feels more detrimental. It feels more real. So this is why it can be so discouraging if you're the type of person who diets, loses some weight, and then gains it back. Because it feels like all of that hard work was for nothing, and the hard result that you worked for was taken away from you. And when you do that a few times, you get so discouraged, and your brain tells you that it's not worth trying anymore. So when you're the person who always starts, gets a little, gives up, backslides, starts, gets a little, gives up, backslides, you can only go through that pattern so many times before your brain, as a defense mechanism, as a safety mechanism for you, starts to tell you, hey, this isn't worth it. We're not going to do this anymore. Now, on the flip side of that, what happens when you actually start to see success and when you start to stick to your goals and the routines that you've set for yourself, when you show up for yourself, not just for a few weeks or a few months, but in perpetuity, that builds momentum. And momentum is one of the most powerful forces in the universe because an object in motion tends to stay in motion. And when you actually start to see the results in a real way and you get out of the cycle of start, stop, start, stop, start, stop, or build, 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 give up, build, 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 give up, build, 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 give up, and you get into a flow where you're just constantly moving forward, that becomes the motivation in itself. You don't need to look for motivation anymore because doing the thing becomes the very motivation because you're getting the result. You set out on a goal, whether it's health, whether it's saving money, whether it's bettering your relationship, whether it's starting a business. And when you can actually see or start to see those goals come to fruition, even if it's off in the distance, even if it's not perfect yet, that becomes the motivation. When the finish line is in sight, that is when you really start to feel like, okay, this is real, and you don't need that push anymore. And this is how you create a life that you are not running away, you're running towards. So when you first start, you're often running away from something. You're running away from the weight that you don't want to be. You're running away from being broke. You're running away from having to work a job that you hate. You're running away from a shitty relationship. But when you create momentum and you start to actually move towards that goal and you feel like, okay, this is actually working, I'm actually getting somewhere, and you can see that finish line, again, it could be a mile down the road still. You don't have to be close to it, but you can see that it's a possibility. Go to the gym, a weight that felt impossible before is still heavy, but you can move it. You stick to your diet through Thanksgiving instead of falling off every Thanksgiving and having to start over again. You have a slightly better conversation with your kids or your partner than you have in years past. It's not perfect yet, but you see, oh, okay, this could be real. And now you have something to run towards. Rather than just running away from the thing that you dislike, you're running towards the thing that you are looking for. And this is self-motivating, because you have something that is drawing you in. It's not just doing it out of hate or fear or some negative emotion. It's doing it out of love for the person that you are becoming. And this is how all real, sustainable, long-term change is built. But that type of change is, again, built in years and decades. And that's why getting through this sticking period, the quitting season of life, becomes so imperative. You have to break out of the patterns that you have been stuck in. Whenever I work with a new client, the first thing I try to do is get them to see their own patterns. Almost never do I start working with someone in any field, whether it's health, business, relationships, and they come to me and they want to change something and they've never tried changing it before. Meaning no one's ever come to me for weight loss and said, I haven't tried losing weight on my own. No one ever came to me to help build their self-confidence and said, I haven't tried reading all the books or doing all the things or going to the seminars. Whatever your thing is, wherever you're stuck, you've probably been stuck there for a while. And that's because humans are creatures of habit and pattern. So you're probably falling into the same negative patterns over and over. This is the person who diets and says, I'm always good for 3 weeks and then I fall off on the fourth week when I eat a whole pizza. Or I'm so good during the day and then at night I have the munchies and I eat a whole thing of ice cream. I always do that. You're falling into the same pattern over and over. This is the person who has the same destructive relationships with different partners all the time because we are creatures of pattern. And the reason that it's so important to break this pattern, one is because you don't want to stay stuck in it, obviously, but also because the way the pattern plays out is demotivating because it keeps you feeling like you can't do anything right. So the reality is, as I just mentioned, when you get close enough to the finish line where you can see the goal that it might actually be attainable, that becomes motivating, self-motivating. But the place that most people quit in this time between Halloween and New Year's is what I call the long middle. You think about running a marathon. If you start off at the start line, everyone's lined up at the line with you, you have that tape in front of you, you're about to start, everyone's excited, the gun goes off. And at mile 26, you can see the finish line, and there's people cheering, and there's all of these bells and whistles and balloons. And if you get to that point and you can see that, you can power through it. But it's those miles in the middle, 11, 12, 13, where you're by yourself, where you're too far from the start to see the start and remind yourself why you even did this. And you're too far from the finish line to make it feel real to where you can go, okay, the end is close enough. I can power through this. And that is where most people quit because they don't have the motivation that started them and they don't have the motivation that's going to get them to finish. But the reality is most of it is the middle. The starting line and the finish line are 1%. The middle is 99% of the journey. So if you can't get yourself to stick through that long middle, that unmotivated part in between the excitement of getting started and the excitement of getting finished, you're never going to actually get there. Because that long middle is always there in any pursuit. If you're building a business, you have a great idea and then taking it to market takes 10 years. It's not the great idea that holds people back. Plenty of people have great ideas. It's the middle part that gets you to launch. So pushing through this last stretch of year, quitting season in your fitness routines, in your health routines, in your business, in your work, is training yourself to not be a start, stop person. It's training your brain that you're working on a different timeline. You're no longer the January to summer, summer to fall, fall to winter person. You're the I think in decades person. If you read the biographies of Jeff Bezos, talks about Amazon building it in the beginning and how he knew that what it was going to be was a huge marketplace that shipped people their most needed goods overnight and got them everything they needed faster and cheaper than every other company on the planet. But he knew that that was going to take a long time to build that. But that was always the goal. But he had to go through almost 15 years of creating, building, falling, slipping, getting back up before he could get there. So you have to remember during those times that when you are stuck in the middle, that is not a flaw. That is not because you messed up. That's just how real change and real growth works. It feels boring in the middle, but the middle is most of the process. When you're in it, this can be disheartening because the reason you start something is to finish it. The reason you try to lose weight is to have lost weight. It's not so that you can be dieting. The reason that you start a business is so that you can have a successful business or so that you can be rich. We understand that. And that's the thing that gets you going, but it's not the thing that can keep you going. You have to realize that slow times do not have to mean quitting times. There are natural ebbs and flows in life, in society, in our bodies, in our health, in the seasons. And there are times for more or less. There's times to go faster or slower. But that doesn't mean that you should give up and quit during those slow times. Just because it doesn't feel as motivating as the times when you're high energy, high motivation, you have to look at that and realize that this is a time not to take your foot off the gas, but instead to pour gasoline on the fire. Because think about how much better you'd feel coming into the new year, not starting over for the third, fifth, hundredth time, but instead coming into the new year feeling like you're building on top of the momentum from 2023, feeling like you made decisions that were good for yourself, for your health, for your family, all last year, even through the holidays. And how good would it feel to not have to start over again and to realize that your goals are closer because you didn't sabotage yourself simply because it was the holiday season. You don't have to fall into these same patterns. You have a choice every day. It doesn't have to be anything revolutionary. It can just be to keep going. Keep pushing just a little bit harder and keep yourself on the forward track. It doesn't have to be going fast, but as long as you keep up that momentum, you'll thank yourself in the new year.
That's all for this week. Be sure to subscribe and follow the show so you don't miss a beat. Support the show by sending this episode to a friend or leaving a rating and review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you're listening. Stay happy, stay healthy.